Hello, Polytopians. Thanks for tuning into the Polytopian Times. I'm your host, Sam, and today I'm joined by eSpark. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, good to be here. How you doing, Sam?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty excited about today's topic, and I mean, I don't think we could have a better expert on point for this one. Folks, today we're going to be talking about PolyChamps, I want to say the premier competitive league for Polytopia, is certainly one of the biggest and best that there are for it. And honestly, one of the best places to learn too, I would say.
Yeah, and I heard a rumor that you're a Nova and you're looking to join one of the teams.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? I might as well put my feelers out. Figure it's about time I got a little more active than the competitive scene.
Maybe. Wait a minute. You're a Nova. Don't be getting a maybe. You got to go all the way. Have some enthusiasm.
yeah. So I am. The rumors are in fact true. Yes, I'm a Nova. We'll see how things go. Who knows?
Yeah, so I can tell you about the league, but why don't we go through, like, what questions do you have? What do you want to know about it?
I've got plenty of questions. So, all right, without any further ado, let's jump on in. So, first question on my mind, most pertinent starting one has got to be, you know, just the general structure of the league. Now, I understand it sort of, but I would love to hear like a detailed rundown from someone who knows it a little more intimately than I.
Yeah, so I know a lot about PolyChampions. I am one of the moderators there, and I'm also a team leader.
Oh.
So I've been playing there since season 5. Currently, PolyChampions is in the middle of season 11.
Oh, wow.
So it is a team-based Polytopia league centered around 2v2 and 3v3 matches.
Okay.
It's composed of, currently there are 9 teams. Each team has a pro division and a junior division, and all the teams have about 20 to 30 players. So maybe there's like 10 pros and maybe 20 to 15 juniors. And over the course of the season, each team plays a 2v2 and a 3v3 versus every other team. Does that make sense? I don't know if I explained that well.
Yes, it makes sense in the broad strokes. Yep, there's a set of different teams you're going to wind up playing in these team-based games, and in broad strokes, that's the structure of the league. I don't think I could have said it better myself.
So the idea is throughout the season, each team will play a total of 16 games, but most players only play, you know, maybe 2 games, 3 games, some only play 1. So it's not like every player plays in all 16 games, right? There's 8 3v3s and 8 2v2, so a total of 16 games. So it's really up to the players how much they want to do or not do. And the really wonderful thing about it is you not only work with whoever is on that particular game with you, but you get opinions and advice and support from all your other teammates. So if you have a tough decision like, should I go for that ruin or the village? I can't decide. You can ping your teammates and everyone can weigh in and you can get advice and you really learn, right, as a team.
Yes, yeah, that's super true. And I mean, it's kind of one of the key value propositions, I think, of PolyChamps is having that team there to support you, to help you get better, and just to help you out in every game. And I mean, that's what makes it fun and different from some of these other leagues, is that team element there. And with the upcoming Diplomacy beta, you know, gonna eventually turn into an actual Diplomacy meta, we're gonna have a lot more fun with these team games too.
Yeah, the changes with Diplomacy are really gonna affect team games, because right, you can do shared roads, you can ignore zone of control for other players that you have a peace treaty with. It's gonna really change the dynamics of team games, and it's still like kind of in flux, right? We don't know, it might change, but there's so much potential to really affect team games and make them fun. So we'll see how that goes. Right now we're in the middle of season 11 and we're still using the current, like, old. We haven't started using the new diplomacy, but once the diplomacy comes out, then we're going to start season 12 with the new update.
Yeah, that one's not going to be a dime a dozen. That's pretty cool. Now, out of curiosity, would you mind going into a little bit more depth about how the training process works for Polychamps?
Yeah. So each team has a little bit different training. I can tell you how my team has done it and what I know of other teams. Many teams have coaching where you either play a 1v1 with someone who's more experienced, or you play some practice 2v2s where you have a more experienced player paired up with a newer player. And again, they give you advice, you communicate, you share screenshots. And I think we talked about this in a previous episode. The more you communicate, the more you share, the more you ask questions, the more you're proactive in thinking ahead, the more you benefit. I mean, that's really the beauty of team games, is collaboration.
Yeah, that's 100% true. It's it's all about teamwork, and certainly think that's another one of those fun elements to it, because it switches things up. You know, instead of having a momentary alliance you can't really trust, you know, with a team game like that, you're tied in with your teammate to the very end.
Yeah. So the way we did the training in my team that I would call the Bombers is we had a program. I'm very proud of this name. I came up with it myself. The Fuse Lighters.
Oh.
So that was where new players, we paired them, like I said, with a more experienced player. We also gave them puzzles to solve. I don't know if you've seen some of the Polytopia puzzles, right? So you give them a scenario and you're like, how do you get a giant in 2 turns, right? And they have to think about it, solve the puzzle. So we would give people points, like, for every puzzle they solved, whether it was easy, medium, or hard. And then we had each of the mentors kind of give a score, right? Like an A, a B, a C to their trainees. And then the players who did the best in their training got, and also who did well in their season games, they could get promoted to the pro level, right? So everyone starts as a junior. Then you get your training, and then if you're good enough, you get to be a pro and play at the higher level.
Yeah, yeah. And speaking of getting on to the teams, you want to talk a little bit about how that getting on to teams? Yeah.
Well, you know a little bit, right? I heard, are you a Nova?
Yeah, I'm a Nova. I think everybody starts out as a Nova, right? You hop in the league, and you're free to join in, and that's how you can start playing. Getting some rank in, not really on a team per se, so far as I understand, unless you're Nova Red or Nova Blue, but that's just depends on what side you get in your first couple of games. Then I believe you have to play a couple of Nova games. It used to be different, but now you just need to play a couple of Nova games.
We changed the structure, and we do not have Nova Red or Nova Blue anymore.
No.
So there's been a lot fewer Novas. It used to be there was a back in my day, when I was a whippersnapper and I joined the league, we didn't have Novas at all. You just showed up in the server and they're like, what team do you want to join? And I didn't know anything. I'm like, I don't know. And then the few of the team leaders, you know, messaged me and they're like, hey, you play a lot of games. Wow, you're in like 30 games. You want to play? And I'm like, sure, I don't know what I'm doing. And I got a lot of requests to be on teams, mostly because I just played so many games.
That'll do it.
But then they asked me, like, what do you want? What team do you want to be on? And I really had no idea. But I joined the Bombers. They're great. And the leader at the time, he was fabulous. He taught me so much. We did a lot of voice chat and training games. But then after a while, we figured out that's not the most fair way to get teams going to let the players choose teams, because what would happen is players just wanted to be on the winningest teams, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So players joined and they're like, well, who's the best team? And they all wanted to go there. And then the teams that were not so great couldn't get new recruits.
Yeah, you wind up with one of those auto balance problems where you're like, I'm sorry, guys. Looks like nobody gets the team they want because everybody couldn't decide to be civil on it.
Yeah, so that's where the Novas started, and there was a draft. So you joined the Nova League, which is really just like the entry level. You know, it's like if you're going to play kickball and you have all the kids line up against the wall and the team captains get to pick. The Novas are lined up against the backstop, right?
Yeah. These are it's the rookie league, to stay the least. That's where all the amateurs got to start.
So previously there was a draft where the strongest teams picked last, right? I think a lot of sports teams. I must confess, I don't know that much about professional sports, but I think that's kind of the idea. But so the strongest teams pick last in the draft. And the weaker teams, or the ones with the poorer records, I don't want to say weaker, but the ones with the poorer records in the previous season, they get to pick first. So we did that for a long time. But there were some also issues with that, mostly that we haven't had as many Novas sign up every time for a draft. So now we have something called a free agent auction.
Hey. Making it even more interesting.
It's also, I think, drawn from professional sports, right? Where you have free agents.
Yeah.
I don't know, actually. but I know how it works in Poly Champions. I don't know how it works in baseball or basketball.
I presume it's not too different. You got to let me know, though, here.
I don't know. but the way it works, so for you, right, you're a Nova. Currently, the way it works is if a Nova plays or signs up for two team games in the Poly Champion server using the bot, all you have to do is join two games. It's a really low bar. You have to know how to use the Poly Elo bot, right? You have to know the prefix. You have to be able to do, what is it, the dollar sign?
Start.
Join. Dollar sign join. And then some numbers.
Yes, yeah.
So once you join two games, and you also have to react, there's an announcement every week. You can react to the announcement, and then you get the free agent role. That means you consent to line up along the backstop and be picked by a team. And then, so it's going to be every 2 weeks, there's going to be a free agent auction, and teams bid. We have something called a free agent token, where again the teams with the best records get an allowance of less free agent tokens. They're called FATs. And the teams with the weaker records or the poorer records in the previous season, they have more currency, they have more free agent tokens, so they have more buying power. And then there's an auction. So if you're really hot, you know, like if you're a really, really good player and you're a Nova, they might be spending 10, 12, 15 fats on you.
That's very true. And, you know, the way that system works is actually almost kind of counter to how professional sports and some other places work, where like the most successful teams have the most money to throw at contracts for their players. This is much the same, where you're trying to outbid other teams by offering the most, in this case, fats, because we're not offering actual income here. But the worst teams get the most, the best teams get the least, unlike IRL, where it's kind of the other way around in Major League Baseball, for example.
Yeah. Yeah. There are some similarities and some differences. In real life, yeah, the richest teams, you know, like the Yankees, right? They always have the best. But we, in Poly Champions, we try to make it more balanced so that the teams with the poorer records have first dibs, right? They have more of a chance to get the more skilled Novas. But,
yeah,
you know, it doesn't always work out that way because it's really funny. One of the best players we had in our team on Bombers, his name was Arthur. He was the leader before me. Mm-hmm. We got him for zero fats. You're not allowed to do that anymore. But in the old one, we bid zero fats on him because everybody thought he was terrible. And he turned out to be people will tell you was one of the most brilliant players in Poly Champions. He's not a player anymore. He retired. But so you never know. People can start out, you know, really not looking great and give them some training and woo, they can be great. You never know.
That's true. It's just how the roll of the dice goes. And sometimes you might say bid on someone you think is hot stuff and you get them and you're like, oh, well, this is more like tepid soup.
Yeah. Well, and we talked about this. One of the more valuable things is actually reliability, having a good attitude, and communication skills. So I've seen players who are really brilliant, like really smart, but they don't know how to communicate. And, you know, they're kind of jerks. And people don't want those people on their team, no matter how brilliant they are. Actually, I take that back. There's always teams that will take them. But personally, as a team leader and a recruiter, it's more valuable to me to have someone who is willing to learn, who has a fun attitude, and shows up.
Yeah. I mean, you're kind of right there. It's not Polytopia in this team sense is not Halo. Lone Wolves are not going to make a great team.
Yeah, I think it's in real life too. If I was a supervisor and I was hiring someone for a job, having good what are they called? Soft skills, right? Is that what it's called?
Absolutely. You need to be good at communication and teamwork, you know, managing your game, making sure you're planning ahead and being proactive and, you know, trying to synergize your efforts versus, I don't know, just hoping to God that the person who you're in a game with right now in a game where, it's a 2v2 and I'm in a game. I'm just going to talk about my experience currently, but my teammate hasn't mentioned a word to me, hasn't responded to any of my pings, none of my information, none of my screenshots, nothing. I did take out the other opponent already. He was isolated on an island with me and I managed to forward settle him. And now I'm fighting the other opponent. I still haven't made contact with my ally. I don't know what they're up to. I hope they don't just decide to attack me because they haven't responded at all.
Yeah, that's the classic. When your own teammate starts attacking you and you're like, okay, communication here. The whole point of the, right?
Yeah, at this point, I'm hoping I pinged him again. If they don't respond, it's an FFA. At the end of the day, I've got the most core. I'm going to eat all of you.
Yep. No, you're doing the right thing. You're doing the right thing. So yeah, I recommend just... don't worry too much if you are going to sign up to try to get on a team. Don't worry too much about being a super skilled player. Most of the recruiters look for those soft skills, synergizing, showing up, communication, just being a good sport. And then skills we can teach. We can teach anybody the strategy and the meta that we can do. What you can't teach are those good habits and teamwork. Yeah.
You can teach someone strategy. You can't teach someone personality.
Exactly. Yeah. So we were talking about it. I think you may be a very valuable. I don't know how many fats you're going to go for, but
I'll reevaluate my initial estimation of getting a one fat trade, nice quiet one. You're right, there might be some competition, so I'm going to revise that to let's go crazy here. I'm going to double it to two fats.
Oh, I would tell you how much I think you're worth, but just in case some of the other team recruiters are listening, I do not want to tip my hat. I've done that before and I realized my mistake. So there was the last free agent auction, there was someone I really wanted. Their name was Guardian. And one of the other team leaders messaged me because we owed them five fats for a player we'd already traded named Cereal. And they were like, hey, can you give us the five fats? And I said, well, I'll give it to you now if you promise not to bid on Guardian because I really like them and they're really good. And they're like, no, we want Guardian also. And I was like, oh, shoot, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
letting the horse out of the barn, right?
Guardian ended up going for 11 fats. And we could not afford them. They went to another team. They went to Dragons. So, but they'll do great. But anyways, yeah. That's an example of the, you know, the machinations and the scheming. I am not good at that. I am much too earnest to be a good bargainer. So I should actually leave that to my other team recruiters.
Well, yeah. That's why you've got a couple of them on the team, right?
Yeah. But you'll do great. And all the teams are wonderful, really. I have buddies on all the teams. I know all the team leaders. And don't tell my team this. But it doesn't matter which team you get on. You'll do great.
True that. Yeah. And honestly, like, if you're sitting here and you're on the fence listening to this on whether or not to join, honestly, I really recommend it. If you've been sitting around in single player and you're ready to try some multiplayer out instead of popping into the random matchmaking. Also, if you're playing random matchmaking, having fun, keep at it. Absolutely. But try out PolyChamps. Pop on in. You can get some training. Pop into the Nova League and play some Nova games. You'll get some people who are generally a slight cut above the randos you'll find in online multiplayer matchmaking and app. Yes. And I mean, you have the potential to just get onto a team easier than ever right now. And beyond that, you have the potential to learn how to be a really proper player. I mean, yes, you can forge your own legend, really. And that's waiting for you, free of charge. You get to be a pro league player.
I think I told you this before. I would have stopped playing Polytopia a long time ago if it wasn't for my Poly Champions team. They make Polytopia so much more interesting and fun and engaging. The community, I mean, some I've heard this from other players that their Poly Champions team really feels like a family. Like, they just have such a good time and they really learn, and it's a really great group of people.
I mean, that's something to not turn your nose up at. I think if you have the opportunity to, you know, pop on in and check this out, you should take it. If you're looking for a challenge, I don't think there is a better place in the Polytopia community right now to try and pick it up than at PolyChamps. So, I mean, you've heard it from us. Go try and realize your potential.
It's wonderful. I can't say anything more about it. I will say that there are several kind of, I don't want to call them casual, but supplemental events in the PolyChampions server. So we have the main season, which is based on the teams, but then some people, that's not enough for them and they want more. So we have a bullet tournament, which is a 1v1, but it's blitz, right? So you get 2 minutes to take your turn. You have to think really fast. I am not good at that, but I love to watch it. I think we've took some videos of that. So there's a bullet tournament that happens. There's a 2v2. Also fast, so it's called the double dash. You have to take your turn within 12 hours. You can't let it go to yellow or you get a penalty. And the only lasts for 2 weeks. So after 2 weeks, the games are called, like, done. So that's and then there's also, we have a 3v3 event, which is called the Trio Trials. And it's one pro player from the top division paired with two junior players. And it's really designed for teaching and training. So for people who want lots of games, we have lots of opportunities, and it's really a fun group.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, an astounding plug. Now, I mean, I'd love to delve into the history a little bit more of PolyChamps. Would you mind just doing a quick run through?
So I don't remember. When did Polytopia start? 2016?
That sounds about right. It was it's been a couple of years now.
I think it was Super Tribes or something when it first came out, but there wasn't a multiplayer when it first came out.
Just the perfection mode, right?
Yeah. So I don't know what year multiplayer started, but PolyChampion started in summer of 2018.
Not long after launch.
Yeah. So, and there were, it started just as the idea of, again, a team 2v2 kind of structure. I think there was four teams to start just based on colors, like, I think it, well, let me look, wait, I have this in my notes. Red, blue, yellow, and green. Four colors. Those were the teams. Oh, they had the 2v2s, 3v3s, 4v4s, 5 versus 5, and 6 versus 6. Can you imagine?
Oh, yeah. God, the variety in those must have been crazy. The 6v6s especially. You have this Great War scenario on those, I'm assuming, massive maps.
That would take forever. It would.
Yeah, it had to be huge back then, too, right?
Wow. So then that was, there were four original teams, and then I think it was very popular, so they got grew into 10 teams. There was 10 original teams, and then at the peak, so last year, 2021, there were 12 teams, but now we've had a contraction in the league and we have 9 teams.
And
I think in the beginning there was only, well, they didn't call them pros, but there was only one division. And then season 5, there were just so many new players. They separated. There's a pro division and a junior division. So every team got a major league and a minor league team, like with baseball, right?
Yeah, that's actually a very good representation of it. So you go from like your schoolyard rookie stuff with the Novas up to, the minor leagues, and then the major leagues are where the pros are at.
Exactly. So I think to start, there weren't different divisions, and they didn't even call them the pros. They were just whatever they were. And then season 5, I think that was in 2019, they started the minor leagues, which they called juniors. And we still have that. So we still have the pros and the juniors. so it's been around for a while. Again, we modify things to suit the number of players and what people are interested in. I don't think we're ever going to go back to 6v6s or 4v4. That just sounds atrocious.
just all the coordination. Oh, God. If you're hemmed in by only your allies, you have no way to expand. I guess at least with diplomacy, eventually be able to use each other's roads to try and get to war. But like, and before that, that must have been miserable. The zone of control stopping everyone's ship from being I'd imagine the backlog of trying to have allies in a 6v6 on an archipelago.
I think what I imagine happened is you did a lot of cannibalism. And it and it turned into a 1v1 or a 2v2 because of the 6 players on the team. They realized, well, we just gotta eat each other, and I'm taking your city, I'm taking your city, because you're in my way. So I'm guessing that's why they don't play those so much anymore, because it's just it's not a true 6v6. I'm sure it just devolves into
cannibalism. No, that's a very valid assessment there, I think. And you know, maybe on, because I'm assuming back then too, we're talking on what normal, then huge would be the largest size they could fight on. So they wouldn't even have a 900 tile map to go on, you know, which there's no way you're not cannibalizing each other on a map that small. At least with 900 tiles, theoretically, maybe.
I can't you can get imagine. Away with it. And the maps, so that's the other interesting thing, the way it's structured. And you might be familiar with this. So the maps are always a large size. What's interesting is the restrictions for the tribes. Right? Well, I mean, we love talking about which tribe is better than the other tribe. What's the top tier tribe, right? We could debate about that all day. And PolyChamps players do. Oh my gosh. Yeah, you want to see a PolyChampions player talk forever? Ask them to put points for the new diplomacy tribes. Anyways, so the idea is you limit which tribes can be used, so it's a more fair matchup. So you can't have one side having a Bardor and an Imperius and the other side playing an Aquarian and an Imo, right? It's not fair.
Right, right. No, it kind of got to, level it out. So if I understand the system correctly from what I've seen, they've basically made a tier list and you've got assigned a point value and you're told how many points your team has at the start of the game and you can share it. So say you get 6 points, well, you can get a 2-star tribe and a 4-star tribe, or you can both get 3 stars, or you can get a 1 and a 5 if there is a 5-star. And now, I'm sure those rankings have to change those point values frequently enough, and it's going to change again once diplomacy's out. Right now, we're all stuck, unfortunately, with the necessity of a chop rush. If you opt not to use it, you're just going to get sacked in terms of viability. So I'm sure that'll change who ranks where in the next round. But I think it's a smart way of handling the way you can choose your tribes, and having those larger maps means you have a lot less situations where spawn's going to determine that you've lost, and you have a more level playing field. You're not showing up with a Quetzali player and Chinchi player up against a Cymanti and a Polaris player.
Yep. So usually the way the season is worked, exactly right, is you get a point value for the tribes. And the strongest tribes get the most points. So like Bardur, Imperius, and Kiku get 4 points. And then the next tier is like Zibasi, Luxador, Cymanti, they have 3 points, and then et cetera. And each week of the season, so the first 3v3, maybe you're given 10 points. That's your allowance that you can use. And some teams decide to go strong and weak. So they spend most of their points on some strong tribes and then they get in some weak ones. And other ones, they do more of a balance, right? So they get like all even medium tribes. So it's a really interesting idea. And then so other weeks, like the 3v3, you only get 4 points, right? So you have to take an Imo and a Quetzali and maybe a Yadok, for example. But you can't use Bardur in those low point weeks. So the idea is that there's some variety, right? So it's not like every single game you're going to be a Cymanti and a Bardur. No, you can't. Sometimes you're going to have to use Quetzali. But like you said, once diplomacy comes out, they're going to restructure the points. And yes, so much fodder for debate.
I expect one of the most inflammatory questions on that Discord right now has got to be, is Quetzali now OP?
Yeah. Yeah, it's especially when it comes to the team game, because if you're playing a 1v1, it's not as valuable. But if you need that peace treaty to share
early embassies, baby, all that extra income, are you talking what, 8 stars just from being friends?
So Quetzali and Imperius are going to be top. But again, so much could change. but there's a lot of debate about it already. We'll see how it goes. Season 12 is going to be so different.
I'm really only 9 teams. Things are going to be reshifted. I mean, and then I heard that you're going to be the Grand Domo Dojo of all teams.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. You can just call me the Empress Supreme of all teams ever. No.
Yes. I love democracy, folks.
I am one of the team leaders of one of the teams, but there are 9 teams, so I am equally supreme amongst the 9. But I am the leader of my particular, but in my team, actually, we really is much more of a consensus. I'm not some strong arm dictator that cracks the whip and tells my players what to do.
No, it's totally different. No, in this case, you are supreme, but equal.
That's right.
So definitely good touch and base on PolyChamps, folks. And again, all right, you know, our last little call to action here, but seriously, go check it out. Jump on in, join, become a Nova and see what there is to offer. See what team you get. I'm curious to see where I wind up settling down at. Whatever, whoever deems me worth the fat, I think that'll be how this one goes. And, you know, eSpark, as always, thanks for joining me. And I know you'll be involved in all of the bids and all you new players who are going to join too, having heard this.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing where you end up. And if you have any questions, you or anyone else has questions about PolyChamps, how the system works with Novas or free agents, feel free to ask me. I love helping people get situated.
Yeah, most definitely. Not a better resource to have there. And I mean, honestly, folks, if you pop on the Discord, you're probably going to see eSpark sooner or later.
True. It's true. I'm all over Discord, Polytopia.
Yes. Great part of the community.
Thanks.
All right. Well, thanks as always for joining us, eSpark, and Polytopians, thanks for tuning in to our PolyChamp special. We'll see you next week, hopefully with something meatier, but please don't go crazy while we wait for Diplomacy to finally release when we get back to the Tribe episodes. They are coming at some point, I promise.
See ya.